Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, you'll release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Well, we're here in the country. We're here in Australia. But a couple of Fridays ago, we weren't.
Where were we, Bickers?
We were on the other side of the country. No, the world, the UK is where we were.
You made me so nervous.
When I say country.
Yes. I have stumbled on the middle of that word before, and it's one of the hairier moments I've had in broadcasting.
Yes. Well, I've actually had that hairy moment
in broadcasting. Yes, but you didn't stumble.
I didn't stumble on it. I just said it loud and proud.
Yeah.
Because of that time in London Town, we had so much fun together. We thought today we would relive some of our more funner moments of that week.
Yeah. We thought for a split second, hey, let's do the saddest moments of that week and relive them. And then we thought, no, the PTSD is too real and we're not far enough away from the experience to laugh about it yet. So let's only focus on the funner moments.
So if you miss some of those moments,
They're coming up.
But right now, let's get the party started.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the clubs, makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Yeah. I ain't saying she a gold digger.
We're hanging sexy back.
Wiggity,
Big Moss, booty drop.
My booty drop today is in honor of the fact that Eminem is bringing out Curtain Call 2.
And I know you are a massive Eminem fan.
Curtain calls in the desk.
Curtain calls.
So he had Curtain Call 1, which was in 2000.
My God.
My God,
you're a big fan.
And he's got Curtain Call /2 coming out. But one of my favourite ever Eminem songs is
probably
Eminem.
The only one you know.
Is Rihanna.
Yes. I had to tell you what it was before
the show. Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
Eminem and Rihanna, Monster.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
12 strangers locked in a room. $20,000 cash. One person will walk away with it all, but only if they can convince enough people in that room that they deserve it the most. Carrie and Tommy's. Who are you to judge? Thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
All this is exciting, isn't it?
Because $20,000 and 12 jurors. We have met 7 of them. Do you have juror number 8?
I do. It is Millard on the line with us. Hello, Millard.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Very, very well. Before I hear your story, I want to know what game you're going to play. Dirty or clean?
Clean.
Oh, interesting. Or are you just telling us that?
No, really, man, clean.
Okay. Have you heard some of the other jurors' stories, the people you were going to be up against?
No.
Okay. Is it one of those things, because obviously you need to get everybody on side to agree that you are going to be the one to win the $20,000, and if that doesn't happen, it is going to go to a caller. Millard, what would you say your best quality is for charming people onto your side?
Be very present.
Okay.
And making sure that whoever is around me is equally as important as my family members. That's my recipe. Wow.
And what do you need the money for?
I need the money to support bringing my mom over here. So before COVID-19, my dad was diagnosed by pancreas cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then and I'm from Persia, so I traveled twice in that year. This is the year before COVID-19, back home. But then when the COVID-19 happened, especially Middle East countries were very locked down, even for Australian citizens. So I didn't get a chance to go back home, and I lost my dad inside COVID-19. And then since then, I've been trying to get mom here, but again, not all the policies are always agreeing to where I was born. So everything in regards to forms and immigration fees and all those stuff is a bit more. So I'm going to use that money to be able to bring mom here and reunite our family once more.
Well, you've said here it's a great reason you need the money, Millard, and you've said here that you're going to figure out who you need to joke with, flirt with, bargain with, dominate or sympathise with when you play this game. Carmen is on the line. Carmen, you are juror number 9. How are you?
I'm fantastic, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're pretty good, Carmen, but we've just heard Millard there, and he said he's going to play a clean game, an honest game. Are you going to do the same?
Look, I'm going to do a bit of a both. I'm going for a sympathy vote here.
Right.
That's my plan.
What is it in particular, Carmen? What's your angle?
Well, I'm a first-time mother working full-time, and I have a 16-month-old daughter, sorry. At the end of a hard day, all you really want is to pour yourself a glass and have a relaxing bath with peace and quiet. Well, I can't do that. My bathroom is archaic. We only have the world's possible smallest shower, which means I'm never alone in said shower. And it's not in the way that you want to be alone as well either. I have a small human clinging to me while she can also have a bath. And this has been happening for the last 16 months. Every single shower, I have someone with me. What's going to happen if there's more children involved? I can't do it. So, I don't want the money. I need the money for my sanity.
Carmen, it is a very well-perfected pitch you've got.
Now, Thank you.
There is no obligation on anyone here to be telling us the truth necessarily. Are you scared that other jurors are going to lie about their situation and sucker you into feeling more sympathetic for them?
They can try, but I'm a hard mother. Oh, I'm a scorned mother at the moment because she wants a bath.
Mama wants a bath.
All right, Carmen, Millard, we will see you next week with 20 grand on the line. And if you're listening now and you don't make it through as a juror, you can still get your hands on that 20 grand cash. It all happens this time next week.
But if you would like to be on the jury, carrieandtommy.com.au, still got a couple of spots left to give away. It's all thanks to the brand new Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, it is officially the weekend. But before we get into your frothy song, because we have to fill Tommy in on your trip to Splendor.
Oh, of course.
Sorry?
I'm taking the kids to Splendor next week.
What do you mean?
Well, they brought in this thing during the week where if you're going to Splendor and you're 16 years old,
yes.
Now you have to take a parent.
I know, and it's causing outrage.
Yeah, so I'm that parent. I'm
For
taking
who?
The kids.
For
or
who?
Any kid, really.
What?
No, it was just a crazy idea I had that I thought I should take the kids to Splendor.
To
not
go,
mine, but other people's children.
To go
She's
with a
chaperone.
Bunch of,
yeah.
To go with a bunch of minors to Splendor.
And then obviously we talked it through and realised that's a terrible idea.
You're still doing it, aren't you?
She just wanted to take a bum bag.
I'd be such a fun mum.
Oh my God.
Of someone else's kid.
It's just a fun older lady that's with us at a festival.
We'd bring a little bit of Splendor to you.
Ooh, what have we got?
This is Dylan Francis who's playing
at
Splendor.
I'm so up for seeing Dylan.
Dylan.
Still can't believe it's not better.
Everybody stay close to me. I'm all of
Have
your
you
mothers.
Had enough water?
Yes. Are you wearing your hat? Don't share.
Put it on.
Don't share a drink bottle. Oh God.
COVID.
Oh God.
Can
Wait
they
for
turn
me.
It down?
Mum needs to pee. My pelvic floor's not what it used to be. Wait for me.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. Some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from their trip to London for your drive home this afternoon.
Our whole radio team is here, Bickers. And with our team arriving comes some surprises. The boss of this show thought she would spring a surprise on us. Sonda the Balls, as she's known. And we met her down by the Thames, or the Thames, at
under,
the base.
Under.
The... of the London Eye.
Hi, it's producer Sonda.
No,
welcome
producer
to London.
Sonda, you don't need no introductions. We're standing under the eye. I'm not going up it. All right, guys? So none of this. Let's set up the break. I'm not going on that thing. And no amount of anything is going to get me on that thing.
It's tall, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, all of this smiley face from you, it's tall, isn't it? I'm actually not going on it.
Okay.
You forgot that this is the woman who took two steps up a ladder and cried and then didn't know how to get down said ladder.
I didn't forget, but I did think that you made big strides in Austria.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, on a little cable car. And then I had it.
But also wasn't there
at the bottom of the
ski meltdown.
Mountain.
Okay. Well...
Are you trying to kill Carrie?
No. I just think there's only so many times people can watch me distressed.
You'll be pleased to know
that it's actually something different that we're doing.
Oh, hey. What a bait and switch. It's higher, isn't it?
Oh, last time we were...
Okay, hold on. Just 2 seconds. Just need to have a deep breath. Because I was filled with a lot of anxiety then that I was going to have to go on that thing, and I think it's made me quite...
Are you going to cry?
I think so. Okay.
Is that why you're wearing the sunnies?
I don't have to go on that thing, do I?
But no.
Good.
This is something fun.
Okay. Sorry.
We're very tired, aren't we?
No, I just have a real fear of heights.
Yeah, I know.
And I built myself up to thinking, could I do it just because I love this show so much? And I can't, so good.
Okay,
I'm back.
Maybe it wasn't a good idea to do the old switch.
No, I'm back and we're fun now. Okay, we're fun.
You're crying.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. I agree. And now you're crying, which is
fine. Okay.
Let's pretend that none of that happened.
Okay.
Are you crying?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Last time we were in London,
yep.
I promised I was going to take you on the Thames.
Yes.
Hot tub.
Oh, yes. The hot tub time machine. Yes.
Turns out it was the Thames technically, in that all water in London is the Thames.
Yeah.
But it was
We were putting down a canal.
We're in a canal.
Nowhere near the Thames.
We were on the Thames. The water, all the water is the Thames. But we weren't near this Thames.
I didn't see.
London Eye, Buckingham.
Ben, I didn't see anything.
Big Ben's just across there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, what we've organised for you is a super fast, exciting, fun ride on the Thames Rocket.
Yes!
What? Speed boat.
I've never been happier. Yeah.
We've got a private boat. We're going to go down the Thames. We're going to look at all the sights and have an absolutely wonderful time. You're welcome.
Is it going to be fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Because sightseeing is so boring.
Okay. All right. This is gone well. Give us a
number
out. Let's get on this boat.
I think you might be the only person to have ever cried not going on something.
Imagine what I would have been like on it.
I know. People would have thought you were crying because you missed out or something.
But nothing ever.
Oh, she mustn't have got to go on.
We didn't book soon enough.
Nothing we do goes to plan, though. And you'll hear all about our rocket ship ride next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home, we're taking a look back at some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from the trip to London.
If people are just joining us, we got onto the Thames Rocket, a rocket boat on the Thames. You could have worked that out yourself. And before...
Thames.
Oh, sorry, on the Thames. Before we got to the bit where we could rocket around, we had to really putt-putt through the major city, and that gave you a chance to flex...
To tell you all about my hometown.
Your tour guide skills.
Hey, Vickers.
Yeah.
Where are we?
We're on the Thames, Tommy.
Yeah, we are.
We're on the Thames, as web guy Eli calls it.
The Thames Rocket.
That there is the London Eye, guys, which I will never be going on. Do you know, I actually have been on the London Eye.
What do you mean?
When I was 20.
Oh!
Before my fear of heights, I have a photo of me on it, and then the fear developed.
So that's the cause of all your anguish?
I think it might
be. Yeah, okay.
Houses of Parliament back there.
I've just realised that chivalry isn't dead, but it is making the woman sit closer to the wet side of the boat.
I'm wet and Belle's wet, but you'll be dry. Oh.
Each time you get like a water or anything splashing on you, I'm expecting you to say the sentence, I've got to do the project after this.
No, I don't this time.
What else can you point out to me? Because what's that building with the clock on it?
I don't know what any of those buildings are.
Do you reckon they built that clock and then saw Big Ben down the road and went, ah, shit.
Maybe that's like the trading, you know, like stock exchange.
Good thinking on your feet there.
Oh, and we'll see the pickle.
What's the pickle?
The pickle is the thing that looks like the pickle.
Is Tommy getting...
The gherkin. Sorry, not the pickle, the gherkin.
Where's the pickle?
Here's the shard. Oh, I hope we go past London Bridge and the Tower of London.
The one other thing you know in the city.
Because
what's this building coming up here?
That's St Paul's Cathedral over there.
Mm-hmm. What's this? You know how I said, what's this building? And you pointed out something else. What's this building? The Colosseum looking thing. That's half done.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So what's that building there?
What is that?
Like, you know how the New York have their trading stock exchange?
Yes.
Similar thing London
is
has.
It?
Yeah, London Exchange.
Is it?
Exchange. Yeah.
Why is it only half a semicircle?
Yeah, well, they started building, then they ran out of money.
Ooh!
Ooh,
that's Shakespeare's Globe. That's Globe Theatre. So amazing when you go in there.
They've got to make it interesting because the plays are so boring. That's why they make it in the round, because everyone's going, why did I pay for this shit? Hey, Pickers.
Yeah.
We're about to hit the speed section where they can really unleash the power of the rocket.
Yeah.
A better man, I think, would offer you to switch seats and take the splashy side.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
You're such a good man. What did she say about what to do? No, don't! What did she say about what to do if I get in the water? Do I pull this cord?
Yes.
Why are you pushing away, go that way!
I can't! And there's no room!
Get wet.
There's no room left! There's no don't tickle! I don't like tickling!
And then
school children.
And then we hit the speed zone.
Yeah.
And that's when things are amped up a little bit. And they amped up a little bit in a lot of ways. And you'll hear that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are in the middle of what was for us a very enjoyable boat trip down the Thames in London. But one member of our team...
pissed her pants.
On this trip. She became so famous for pissing her pants on this trip that she got recognised at the airport when she arrived home to Australia.
We should point out that it wasn't facial recognition. They just saw a woman with a wet patch and put two and two together.
We'll do that next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. Some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from their trip to London for your drive home this afternoon.
If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of our ride on the Thames Rocket. Check it out on socials, our Carrie Tommy show.
Yes, the Rocket is what it sounds like. It's a very fast boat. And we were just about to enter the speed zone because where they got far enough down the Thames that they could put the throttle to the floor and bang it. And you got scared I was going to swear.
Oh, hey.
And Jesse had a paper. And
interesting move.
Yes. And so we
read
thought,
on a boat.
What better time to do a paper quiz?
Because the hat has come off because we've just been told we have entered the speed zone.
The danger zone.
No, it's the speed zone.
Okay.
Are you ready to go fast?
I am. I'm excited.
Is there anything else we need to know, Jesse?
Yeah, we're going to paper quiz while we do this.
Okay.
Can we have some fun first?
Yeah, this is all going to be fun, guys. No hands, Gary. All righty, guys. Are you ready for question number one?
How are you going back there with the paper?
Yes, oh,
question number one. What name is given to a verbal device for aiding the memory?
Oh, a verbal what?
A verbal device for aiding the memory.
A cue.
No.
I think it's a cue. Oh my god. Sonda has pissed her pants.
Question number two. Which Greek dramatist wrote Oedipus? Which Greek dramatist wrote Oedipus, Rex, and Antigone?
Oedipus? I don't know. I'm too distracted by the fully grown woman that's pissed herself next to us. We all thought we were going to get wet on this ride, but
not
yet.
Producer Sonder is not helping much with the paper quiz today. Question three, which African country was formerly known as Zaire?
Chad. I like the name Chad. I like it for both a boy's name and a country. And I think we should lock it in. Chad please, Jesse. Jesse could be a Chad.
You've got real Chad vibes.
Can you do an American accent and say, welcome to the kegger party, guys. Chad here.
Welcome to the kegger party, y'all.
Thanks, Chad.
Y'all want to do a keg stand?
Hey, okay. Chad, who's your friend that's pissed herself? She's weird looking.
Question number four. A life-size sculpture of the Queen riding her favourite horse, Burmese, commemorates the Platinum Jubilee at which military institution?
Oh, a military institution.
What do they call their...
I don't know.
I don't know.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
There were more questions, but as our audio producer Jez said, I think that's just enough of hearing people scream.
Yeah.
I think any more and people might turn off their radios.
I agree.
Because it didn't get less.
So fun though.
It was fun for us, yes. Producer Sonda did urinate in her pants.
And have a breakdown.
And have a breakdown. Mascara and then we had crying to all
stop
over.
Stop the boat.
For let's not forget. Something she organised.
Yeah. The rocket had to slow down to a cruise.
Yes.
It was a great.
And to top it all off, no answers correct in the quiz.
No answers correct.
But I did go back and do it later again in the afternoon with my young children.
The quiz. Sonda.
My young children loved it. In fact, they asked if it could go faster. Because it was so much fun. It was so much fun. The guys were awesome.
Yeah, the Thames Rocket.
They were amazing.
They were amazing. Two things you need to know.
Yeah.
The first is there is a video of an adult woman urinating in her pants in a very public situation on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show. The second bit, and because this is not something you know, and I just think it's a nice little tidbit that we've got to let the world know about, and that is Jesse, Sonda and I had a dinner last night, and that's when after entree I looked across and said, Sonda, are they the same pants?
Oh God.
And Sonda had got out of her pants and then put them back
once
on.
Once they dried. Wow.
Anyway.
At Carrie Tommy Show if you want to see the video.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from their trip to London this afternoon.
One of the most London things,
the
weirdly.
Tube.
No.
Big red bus.
Oh, Buckingham Palace.
There's another another thing that's in London.
Big overground.
Those funny
Big Ben.
Little,
London Eye.
Those funny little carts that
tuk-tuks.
That are super expensive and they play music in the back. And I saw them and I thought, I've got something we can do.
Because we're here in the middle of London, web guy Eli is flapping about trying to set up some GoPro on some chariots. Now, these things are all around the city, so we thought what better thing to do than race each other.
You thought?
Yeah, I did.
I'm competitive.
I've been catching these
every day.
Is this
same, but backwards?
No, we're going forwards, unless something goes real wrong. Do you know who you've got? You got the Red Rocket up here?
I got the Red Rocket. And I've got Mario.
I've got... I've got the Grey Merkin back here.
You got Edward.
I got Ed, yes. What's your name, sir?
Nah.
We don't want to
go with Edward.
We got Edward versus Mario. And what's on the line apart from bragging rights?
Dinner? Beer at the end.
Oh.
I don't drink beer, but okay, champagne at the end. No? More than that?
Well,
dinner.
Clearly I'm more confident than you. Because I'm like a 7-course.
A burger and a pint.
Cherry Otto, Reso for a Burgo and Pinto with Eduardo and Mario. Let's go. Shut up and drive. So the end line is Piccadilly Circus, first touch the statue in the middle. Are we ready to rate? Go!
Let's go!
Here we go.
Oh, no,
bye, suckers!
I've got a family! You've got this. Come on, we've got this.
This is good.
Okay, uphill. Yep. You don't want to deal with...
See you, dirtbags.
Shit, there's a car.
Do you reckon you can attempt an overtaking manoeuvre here on the right? Go, we got a gap. Go for it. Don't make me inject you with steroids. I will.
Block him. Just do some weekly and he won't be able to get in the way.
I will pay whatever fines you get, sir. Whatever we need to do.
Yeah, baby! Oh, gosh, there's a car coming. Oh, he's coming up the side.
See you, dirtbags.
Oh, shit, he's going back. Oh, God, what's happening? He's going up the pumps.
Great.
We've mounted the curb. Or they've taken the lead, but just don't think it's for long, guys.
I don't call us Bike Armstrong for nothing.
If you get tired, I can take turns with you, okay? Yeah. As soon as you get tired, I can tag team with you.
I will whip you, sir. It must be nearly the home straight, is it? They're running
out
of gas.
We're not running out of gas. We're just saving it for when we need it.
I always knew.
You've got this. Yeah, around the side. He's going around the side. No. You've got this.
Get back.
I can feel it. The wind in my hair. We need chariots of fire.
Oh, I know we need chariots of fire, don't we?
Round. In, ducking through the middle. Oh, we're right up between two buses. Oh, this has given us the edge. Oh, no, they're going around. Here they come.
We can still get them.
Oh, no, here they come. Ah, damn it. Oh, shivers. Now they're in front. Oh, we're going up the sidewalk. Right. They're going up the sidewalk. Oh, my right. God, these people. Oh.
That's our statue in the middle, isn't it?
Is that the statue? No. No, I've got to run. I'm out. Great moves. I'm so sorry. Thank you. I've got this.
Damn it.
I know what. Good work, Mario.
Is it a good time or a bad time to tell you that I offered my driver a $50 tip if we won?
Well, I would have done that. I would have offered anything.
Well, dinner's going
to
cost you.
I offered to ride. Okay, dinner's on me.
Good race.
How funny, how puffed we sound. They rode. We didn't even ride.
Yeah, I know, and you desperately wanted to ride.
Yeah, I did. I really, he was going so slow, I knew I could do better.
I could tell when you guys were getting close to us from behind because I could just hear this. Do you want me to have a go riding?
I had fresh legs, you know. So much fun.
At Carrie Tommy Show on the socials if you want to check out the video.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And, guys, the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood currently have an urgent appeal for donors.
They do. There's so many things keeping people at home at the moment and not able to get to donate blood. Floods, road closures, cold and flu, COVID, of course.
Yep.
But with all of this still happening, blood is still needed.
Because I did not know that donated blood only lasts 42 days and a new blood donor is needed every 4 minutes in this country. So if you're well enough and eligible to donate, please make an appointment to help meet this demand.
Search Give Blood and book your donation with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood today.
Up next, though, the greatest prank of all time.
Oh, wasn't it just? I mean,
when people ask about our time in London, I'm like, oh, mate, you missed an absolute shocker.
I mean, you didn't see him with his wig off running sweaty through the street.
Elton John, impersonator. That's next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. Some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from their trip to London for your drive home this afternoon.
Time to talk about the greatest prank that has ever existed.
Is it? I have so many questions. Once we fill people in and bring people up today, I have so many questions.
So, because yesterday you and producer Annabelle thought you were just going to a workout class.
Well, we did go to a workout class.
You did. Yeah. But little did you know, while you were in that workout class, we were putting hidden cameras up all around London. And it wasn't just us. We rendezvoused with someone that we haven't seen in 3 years.
Ray, it's so good to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
How long's it been?
Oh, 3 years.
3 years, Ned.
It pops up on my Facebook.
Do you remember meeting Carrie the first time?
I do. And it went well, and then I cut it off, and then she was annoyed, wasn't she?
She cried when she thought she was interviewing Elton John.
Oh, God. Please sit down.
I don't even know where to start. Oh, my God.
And then when we revealed to her that it was you, the best Elton John impersonator in the world, she cried again, but it was different types of tears. Ray's a world-renowned Elton John impersonator.
Oh, no, it was anger, wasn't it?
I've never heard her swear like she swore.
No.
We decided
that
we would give it another go.
Really?
Yes.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. So she is just about to get a coffee around the corner.
Right.
We have a security guard that is going to escort you. And when see people are already trying to take photos with you in the background, when she sees you, we've got a security guard. And the security guard is going to escort you past her. And we're hoping, we're all going to be hidden. We are hoping that with us hidden, she will think she's just seen Elton John in the street. How are you feeling?
I don't know if I'm that confident, really, because she knows me, doesn't she? But I think we give it a go. You never know.
I think that's what we've always said on this show.
And I've got a different suit on, so...
You never know. Yes, it's a little more casual. It's your daytime look. Do these ladies want a photo? Would you like a quick photo? Okay, and smile. Yes, great, great, great. There you go. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. Take care. So I'm hoping a bit more of that happens when you're on your walk up, because I feel like a few kind of fans around will add some authenticity.
Really?
Sir Eldon, your security guard has arrived.
Thanks, Tom. How are you, mate? All right?
All good, thank you.
Am I allowed to ask you who the most famous person you've walked after is? Or is that top secret?
That's confidential, I'm
okay,
afraid.
That's fine. Yeah. Do you have an approach with dealing with an A-lister like Sir Elton? Can you talk us through what would be your usual kind of routine for keeping him safe?
Depending if the principal wants public attention, that would dictate how would we react.
Okay. So we want a bit of attention on this because we think people kind of flocking around will help the believability of it.
Yeah,
is there something you can do to aid that?
In the real world, we would kind of dress down a little bit and we would aim to blend in so that we would transit through the streets unnoticed.
So we're doing the opposite of a professional job here.
I would say so, yes. Yeah.
How are we feeling, gentlemen? Are we confident?
Yeah, always.
Okay,
always.
Great. Sir Eldon, are you confident? Are you feeling safe and protected?
Yeah,
okay, let's do it.
Now, are you feeling safe?
I should have maybe taken a cue when Ray said, I don't really think this will work. And I should have gone with his gut there because to say it went off without a hitch would be a lie. So we'll reveal all the hitches next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home, we're taking a look back at some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from the trip to London.
If you have just joined us, we are in the middle of the greatest prank that has ever happened. So, Bickers.
It couldn't have gone worse, really.
Three.
Honestly, I don't even know what you thought was going to happen. Anyway.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
3 years ago, we got an Elton John impersonator, and we set you up to interview him.
And you
not
took I took the blindfold off.
You cried.
And I thought it was Elton John.
Yep.
I interviewed him, and then you told me it was a prank, and I was so angry.
Here was the plan this time. You and Annabelle were going to go for a coffee after your workout, right? This is the plan.
Yep.
And then we had hidden cameras set up around the cafe, and then we were just going to get Elton with a security guard to walk past, and we thought you would see Elton. I can't believe after seeing an impersonator last time, I've actually seen Elton John this time, and you were going to come into radio.
What was I going to do?
You were just going to see him.
Yeah.
And you were going to come into radio today and go, oh, my God. Guys, you're not going to believe it, but I saw Elton John.
And then you were going to go, pranked you.
I got him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I would have done that. I think I would have gone, that's that impersonator guy I met 3 years ago.
No, you wouldn't. Not for the greatest prank ever. Here is where it started to fall apart. You finished your workout class and Annabelle said, let's go get a coffee. And you said, no, I've got to go. That is when everybody started to flap round like wild.
Fallen at the first hurdle.
I had to go. It wasn't even just a nah, I'm good. I had to get home at a certain time to take the kids.
And so Annabelle...
I've never seen her ask me in more different ways to have a coffee with her. In fact, she started... It got real desperate. I was like thinking, mate, we can have a coffee any time. Why now?
Desperate.
She did. And look in her eyes. It was real desperate.
Well, this is how desperate she got, because she knew just around the corner, waiting at the coffee shop, we had Eli dressed as the Unibomber sitting there in deep cover with the camera. We had GoPros set up. We had an Elton John impersonator, a security guard dressed up. And so
she dragged me. She dragged me to this coffee shop, even though I kept saying I have to go. I was stressed. I was texting home to make sure I'd get home on time.
Annabelle knew that the only news that would get you to stay was probably a death. Or
she said, I have something to tell you, is what she said. That's the only reason I went to the coffee shop.
Now, Annabelle didn't want to say that anybody had died, and she didn't want to say that anyone was pregnant either, but she panicked, and in a fit of knowing there was 47 cast members waiting in the best prank that's ever happened, she went, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
I will make something up, and I will say that I'm
she
pregnant, because that is the only thing that will get Carrie to stay. Annabelle is definitely not pregnant, but we all do things in the heat of a drama.
Of the greatest prank of all time.
And so this is some audio of her telling you at the cafe that she's pregnant.
Just so
I just got really bad to tell you.
It's about to be in Bristol.
Oh, my God, this is the best. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, what you can't hear there is Elton John walking by outside.
Did he walk past while we were chatting?
Yes.
I didn't see Elton.
Because Annabelle was in so flustered and reaching for things, she went with the biggest news that she could ever tell you, which wasn't true.
News that meant I didn't take my eyes off
which
her.
Which meant you pulled Annabelle in close and stared her straight in the eyes and didn't see Elton John walk past the window and a security guard who then had Eli, dressed as a Unabomber, run after them.
I cannot wait to see this vision because I don't think I saw anyone walk past.
No, you didn't.
I just looked into the deep eyes of
and
a
you know
non-pregnant
what you did
woman.
And you know what you did then?
What?
You grabbed your coffees and you left. Which meant...
So then what did you do?
Well, we panicked and I had to explain to Elton what was going on.
Okay, Sir Elton, sorry for walking you all over London.
No problem.
We are down to plan C, because what happened with plan A was our producer Annabelle went too hard with the news she needed to tell Carrie and she told her she was pregnant and that's why she was deep in conversation.
Oh, really?
And didn't see
the
you
shock.
Walk past. The shock.
Oh, right.
So we know where she's at the moment. And she's upstairs in that building over there. Right. That dark one over there.
I've got to do stairs?
No, you don't have to do stairs.
Right,
we wouldn't do that to you, Sir Elton. But what I might get you guys to do is we'll get out of the way and if you can just go opposite that building and just stand and mill round.
Okay.
And we'll hope a few people start getting photos and they see the commotion from up in their place and that's when they eyeball you.
All right.
Are we ready for plan C?
Let's go for it. Let's go, guys. Ready?
Good on you, Jets.
One, two, three, go.
Go.
Let's
do. Now...
I hope you paid him quadruple time for making him run all around London.
Yeah, because you were late now because of the coffee.
Yeah, we started running.
You pretty much ran to home.
So you were running with the Elton John.
I've got a man in a full suit and
all your 47 workmates.
And his security guard trying to keep up. And
everyone in London trying to get a photo.
And also people legitimately lining up to get photos. And so security was actually going into work. He's like, no photos with Sir Elton.
Who's running in a suit.
And then we decided we didn't have enough people involved because you were in your house, right?
Yeah.
And we needed to get you to look out the window. But we decided we didn't have enough people involved with the 47 cast members. So things got really desperate and we recruited the one person who was in your house who wasn't involved.
So we decided to get the young... teenager involved in the greatest scheme that's ever happened. And when what happened?
We text and said, hey Ollie, please don't say anything out loud, but can you please go to the front window and point out Elton John? He's in a light blue suit.
And what did Ollie do?
Ollie came out and said to Carrie, look at Belle's text.
Hey Ollie!
I don't know, I think it's on Belle or something, but look.
Oh, Bill's here.
Ollie.
What's happening?
So should we go upstairs to
this
Carrie's?
This is why they say don't work with teenagers.
Well, she should meet downstairs then.
Yeah. I don't reckon we're going to make that Ocean's 14 movie we were hoping for.
Oh, my God. Poor Ollie. The look at his face when Belle was like, oh, my God. And then I was thinking, and then he said, look out the window. And then I looked out the window. And I was like, you know the classic George Bush saying, shame, fool me once, can't fool me again.
Can't get fooled again.
I looked out and there was the Elton John impersonator standing on the street. And every little part of me died for this entire team. And I was like, what are they doing?
Did we fool you?
You didn't.
Stay tuned to find out whether Carrie was fooled or not. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. Some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from their trip to London for your drive home this afternoon.
You've got to update people where we're at.
We are in the middle of the greatest prank of all time. So... we hired an Elton John impersonator, which you met for the first time 3 years ago. You believed it then because you were blindfolded. Yeah. We removed it. You thought you met Elton John.
And I was never going to believe it again.
Yes, except we thought you were. And so we schemed and you were going to go get a coffee with Annabelle.
Yeah.
Elton John was just going to walk past and you'd see him and then you'd report back to us.
I saw Elton John.
I've seen Elton John.
I wouldn't have.
And then we'd go, ha, 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 ha.
idiot.
Got her again.
Yes.
Only I didn't have time to go for coffee, so I was dragged there by Belle, who only got me there by saying, I've got news for you. Then she told me she was pregnant, which she's not.
She panicked.
Then I was so stressed that I had to get home that I ran home. Mm. But you were there, standing there with the Elton John impersonator.
Well, he'd walk past. And so then we were running after you because you were running through
the city. So you were running through the streets of London with the Elton John impersonator. I just saw a vision. At one point, the Elton John impersonator had to take his wig off because he was so hot and sweaty.
He got so hot.
So he can run faster. Poor guy.
So then we ended up outside your house and we needed someone to say to you in your house, Elton John's outside. So you
text Ollie thinking he'd somehow secretly get me to look out the window instead.
And Ollie, he went, hey, Mum, I've got a text.
From your producer
saying don't tell you
to look out the window. And I looked down and straight away I was like, that's the Elton John impersonator. And then I dragged all the children plus one extra that I was looking after downstairs to meet you
And
all.
I honestly still thought at this point, I reckon we've still got a chance. I looked Ray in the eyes and I said, I don't think she's onto it yet. And you came across the road and you
reunited.
And at this
point, we should point out, at this point, I thought Annabelle was pregnant.
Mm. Mm.
Have a listen.
Hold on.
What is Mum doing? Good question, Addie.
Hello, Carrie.
Okay. It's me and the whole family, plus someone else's child. We meet again.
You remember Sir Elton?
Of course I do. I cried last time we met.
Kuranga. I was there.
Sir Elton, do you want to tell Carrie how far we've chased her?
500 girls, apparently.
More. We've chased you for about a K and a half.
What do you mean?
We've walked past you twice.
Have you?
Yes. And you had no idea.
Well, no, because I didn't think
I can't get no
that I have been on a mission this morning. There's been a lot happening.
After your exercise, you didn't want to get a coffee.
Well, no, I had to get home to look after my children.
But you did end up going to get a coffee anyway, didn't you?
Yes, under duress, I might add.
We walked past that window three times.
What's going on?
Twice on a Sunday.
We had Elton out of his security.
Elton, have you been running around London after me? Elton, thank you.
Eli was in a costume dressed like the Unabomber. We had secret cameras everywhere and you were so engrossed with a conversation with Belle that you didn't even hook up.
Yes.
Don't give away. Don't.
No, okay. This is a lot. I don't know what's
is
happening.
There a reason, is there a reason why you were so engrossed with the conversation with Belle?
Yes, there is.
What was it?
Well, I don't know. Am I meant to say?
You can say. We have permission that you can tell everybody.
Okay. Well, Belle was telling me, as I said, I've got to get home. She said, no, you must come and have coffee with me. I've got news for you. Mm. That she's pregnant.
Annabelle.
She's having a baby. A beautiful
Congratulations,
Annabelle!
Congratulations!
I'm not sure what Sir Elton has to do with this, but I'm absolutely delighted.
Annabelle.
Now I stink.
Now you know you and Annabelle are very close, but you more than any people know that Annabelle is very good at her job.
Yeah.
Annabelle, do you want to tell Carrie or do you want me to tell Carrie?
You can tell her.
Annabelle is not pregnant.
What?
You just didn't want to get a coffee, and so she was panicking.
I had to get home to these children.
Yes, and so the reason that you were so engrossed in the conversation is because Belle went real hard and said, I'm pregnant. And so
I had so many questions.
So while Belle was telling
you're not pregnant.
No, I'm so sorry. I didn't know how to make you stay with me. I said to you, I need to tell you something, so you walk with me.
And so while you were getting told that, poor Elton was running, walking back and forward past the window about 17 times.
Getting outside.
Yeah. We have cancelled our contract for Mission Impossible 7.
Right. How are you, Elton?
Give us a couple of bars, Elton.
Well, I was. It's a little bit funny. This feeling inside.
Yeah, Elton.
I'm not one of those who kill easily high.
Oh, my God. Everybody thinks it's Elton.
Boy, if I do. Oh, I got my piano. Where is it?
Elton John Reagan! I think I need a nap after all of that.
And that completes the greatest prank that's ever happened.
Can you guarantee me that we will not come to London as a team without hanging out with Ray, Sir Elton?
He's going to give us a lift to the...
Great. Oh, that's because he's a taxi driver.
He's a cabbie, yeah.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to check out the video.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. Some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from their trip to London for your drive home this afternoon.
Hey, Bic, as the Sun play our first game, it's called Hello, Hello, How Did I Go? Do you know what this involves?
I'm sure it involves me doing accent work of some sort.
Because how long have you been here now?
3 months.
I hear 7 years. So you should sound like one of the locals. And as we know, you are the lady of 1,000 voices.
No. I'm the lady of one voice.
No.
The Indian. But not by choice.
No, it's 1,000 voices. One, of course, is an Australian accent. The other two through 9,099 are variations of Indian.
Yeah.
And the third is you've got a few words in an English accent.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that's all I can say.
Perfect.
You want a cup of tea?
Which are perfect sentences to say to a cab driver.
What do you mean? I have to talk to the cabbie in English? This is a good start, isn't it?
It's not bad. I'm going to have an earpiece in for you.
No, you just let me say have my own conversation.
But then you're just going to be asking what happens at the end of the day. No. Yeah. And you can only say, do you want a cup of tea? So many times before a cabbie's like,
but you'll say horrible things.
No, I won't.
So I get in the car and then I just talk to them in English. And then how do I know if they've believed I'm English or not?
Well, you'll just follow my prompt. Okay. So I reckon we'll find out. Between the three of us, we should have a good idea by the end of it.
Me and the cabbie?
Yes.
Okay.
How confident are you feeling?
Terribly unconfident.
In an accent, please.
Terribly unconfident.
That's perfect. We are good to go.
Where do you want to exactly go?
The tube.
Coming.
Shoreditch High Street.
I'd love you to start with just a hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. You having a good day?
Ask him what has he been up to, just traditional English things.
What you've been up to today?
Yeah, I'm really tired. I was doing a lot of gardening today.
Gardening?
Yeah.
Ask him if he found any turnips in his garden.
Have you found any turnips in your garden?
No. This year has been a bad crop.
A bad crop?
Yeah.
Ask him whereabouts in particular he's from.
Whereabouts are you from?
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh?
Yeah. How about you?
Say, you know where the Queen lives.
You know where the Queen lives, near there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Windsor.
My neighbour, yeah.
Did you go to Jubilee? Did you see any of the Jubilee at all?
Yeah, I was working on that day, yes.
It was so busy.
It was busy, yes.
Yeah. Need to lie down a cup of tea at the end of that day.
You've gone so rogue. Ask him when he orders fish and chips, does he ask for bits? It's a thing I learnt last night. They order bits.
We're going to have fish and chips for dinner.
When he orders fish and chips, does he ask for extra bits?
When you order fish and chips, do you ask for some extra bits?
And does he prefer brown sauce or ketchup?
Do you prefer brown sauce or ketchup?
Sorry?
Do you prefer brown sauce or ketchup?
Ketchup.
Ask him where he thinks you're from. Can he pick your accent?
Do you know where I'm from? No?
You said you're from Windsor.
Yeah.
Ask him if he prefers...
Can I pay by card?
Tell him, go on, give a fellow Londoner a free trip.
Thank you very much.
Say thank you.
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 Very aggressive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Have a good day. Go have a cup of tea. Yeah?
How'd you go? Because he sounded great.
Now we don't know if... Go ask him if you believe me. I'm from Australia. My friend set me up. I'm from Australia. Did you think I was English? Did you believe that I was English?
You sound more English now when you're saying, did you believe me that I'm English?
I think you believe me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
I did it. I convinced him.
I think it was more awkward when you reverted back to yourself and pulled out your catchphrase. I'm from Australia.
Oh, that was the worst 5 minutes I've ever had to hear of myself ever.
You went Kiwi.
Yeah. I thought, well, then you threw fish and chips in there and I couldn't make that sound English. In my head, it sounded so much better than that.
Well, you have another chance.
Oh, let's see the next one.
Let's see how you go with the next cabbie. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home, we're taking a look back at some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from the trip to London. And if you are just joining us, we're in a little bit of fun at the moment.
Fun for who?
We're in a little bit of fun.
In the middle of a little bit of fun.
At Carrie Tommy show. Making a fool of herself. That's
on
what we're
the socials
of.
If you want to see the video.
You are testing out your accent, which you've been working on now for 3 months. And
I've been working on it. No. I've just been living here.
Yes. And when I say your accent, we mean it's some kind of mix between Kiwi, English, a little bit of Indian. And
not by choice. It just happens sometimes. But you put me in a cab with London cabbies to try and see if I could convince them that I was indeed English.
Mm-hmm. You're wearing a microphone. I'm in your ear. Let's see.
What could go wrong?
How it goes.
You having a good day?
Even though it's evening, can you say top of the morning to you?
Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning to you.
Thank you. Say, that's just the good old English sense of humour. Because it's night time. Like, get it?
I think the moment's passed.
All right, ask him, does he know Chiswick?
Do you know Chiswick?
Do I know Chiswick?
Yeah.
I'm not from there.
I'm not from there, but I like it.
Do you like Chiswick?
Yeah.
Where do you like Chiswick?
Do you know Birmingham?
Do you know Birmingham?
No. Well, I know Birmingham.
I'm not from there either.
Yeah, not from there either, but I like that too.
And then ask him, where do you think I'm from? Third time's a charm.
You have a guess now. Third time's a charm. Where do you think I'm from?
Mainland UK?
Yeah.
Okay. Your accent is not, you know, giving me a lot of... East Anglia?
No.
Okay. Cumbria?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You have a bit of Irish accent.
A bit of Irish, yes. Yeah. I get told I have a mix of an accent, often. I've lived all around, you know? Okay.
Now you used a bit of Aussie accent.
I use a bit of Aussie accent.
Tell him how much do you think, what percent is Aussie?
What percent is Aussie, do you think? Huh? What percent Aussie?
Say my dad's Aussie.
Because my dad's Aussie, you know?
But my mum's not.
But my mum's not. It's funny that you picked up on the Aussie, you know?
Well, I was going to say either Aussie or New Zealand with the accent a little, but you have a bit of Irish as well when we spoke.
Grandfather's Irish.
Yeah, my dad's from India, accent. So that might explain some things. Go back to the end of the day. Ask him what he's doing at the end of the day.
What are you doing at the end of the day? You go home and have a cup of tea or a beer or...?
At the end of the day, I never have a cup of tea.
Always beer.
Especially with this weather.
I went to Ascot yesterday.
You went to Ascot?
Yeah.
Any winners?
I didn't see a horse, but I saw Wills and Kate.
And then say, I hate the Royals and I hope Lizzie dies soon.
I'm not a big fan of the Royals.
It'll work.
No, I'm not a big fan of them.
And I hope Lizzie dies soon.
Can you see those guys over there in the corner? Can you give us a wave, Tommy? Can you give us a wave? Turn around and give us a wave. Can you see him waving? He's my radio co-host.
Is he?
I'm actually from Australia and they're trying to get me to convince cabbies that I'm English. You did very well. You picked it. You picked it. He knew I was Australian.
Did you believe it for a second that she was English?
No.
No.
Because in the end, when you said from Chester or let's say Wales, the accent was nowhere near.
Thank you very much. Never going
on. I'm
going
to pay now.
I love how we nearly did a runner.
Nearly did a runner.
That's yep. I think you did great.
Oh, you don't. What about the things we didn't edit in there that you actually tried to make me say that these poor cabbies?
No, we won't.
I didn't
even
say
in an
them.
Accent.
It's very hard to communicate back to you that I'm not going to say the things. I don't, because he can hear me, so I was like, I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that. No.
I could hear you going, mm-mm.
And then you'd ask me to do it anyway. You prick.
If you want to see the video, add Carrie Tommy Show on the socials.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. Some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from their trip to London for your drive home this afternoon.
Donations are rolling in. Thank you to beautiful people. We're raising money for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia. Tommy Little's Big Swim if you want to search and donate. And we've had some very generous famous friends get involved and well, make some demands. Hey.
You are about to swim in the Hyde Park Pond. Hamish Blake has offered to pay $2,000 to your fundraising effort if you get nude.
Mm.
I mean, I'm going to be really honest. I agreed to all of this because I thought it sounded fun. And now that I'm here, do you think you should be swimming in that pond?
Is it because of the sheer amount of bird crap that you can see?
Well, when I was a kid, I was raised not to swim in stagnant water.
Mm.
And this is very stagnant water.
So what is it? Is it the sheer amount of birds and bird crap? Is it the locked gate?
It's
or is
all
it the fact
of
that
it.
There's quite a few people around?
It's all of it. I just don't... I care about you a lot, and as much as I really want to see you swim in this, I don't want you to die.
Too bad.
Are you going to swim in it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't want to be responsible. I take back my challenge.
Now we cut to the chase.
I don't
which
want
is
Carrie
you
to have killed
you,
Tommy.
You just don't want to get in trouble.
Have you seen the ducks?
Yeah, I know. Not just ducks. Look, all geese, swans.
It's all a bit gross.
I've opted for, quite a funny nude costume because I'm going...
What's a funny... nude is not a costume.
But I'm going to have a swim cap and goggles on. So if anyone starts to get startled, I just put me bare bum quickly under the
underneath,
water.
Underneath, but you've got the swim cap
and they'll
goggles.
Be like, he can't be nude, he's wearing a cap.
But I think they're more going to be like, why is that man swimming across the Hyde Park Pond? You said this was a place people swim.
No, I said it will be next month.
That people swim in that?
Mm.
God, they get desperate here in London, don't they?
I know, mate. Should we do it?
Okay.
That's actually considered a nice swim spot.
Yes.
I took you to one of the least duck-shitty bits to it too.
So the lock gate, a bit of a problem.
Yeah, but we could step over that.
And just sort of hanging around, looming around the locked gate, security weren't into what we were doing.
No, we got moved on. But I did have a backup plan because I remembered a spot, which is actually the spot I'd eyed off, and I thought, ha, 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 don't worry.
You let's can jump
just,
in there.
Let's just go there instead.
So we've already been moved on by security once, and I told you, don't worry, I know another spot.
And this is our spot. No public swimming. The Serpentine is currently closed.
This gate was not here a week ago.
They must have seen you coming.
Well, that's gross for a naked swim. But
so what do you... Well, you can't fit through there or climb over.
I can climb over, but
no,
I
don't think we need you breaking the law in London.
So we've just got to find somewhere else to swim nude.
Oh, you're still... I guess you want the money, don't you?
I want the money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, where?
Fade to black.
What can he do, providing his own special effects there? Well, what he can't do at the moment is find somewhere to swim nude.
Mm, where did he find to swim? You'll find out next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home, we're taking a look back at some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from the trip to London.
And if you have just joined us, we are in the middle of trying to swim nude in the middle of London.
Not we.
I would have thought it would catch on.
Just you.
Just me. The stunning unit that is Hamish Blake offered $2,000 to my fundraiser if I would get nude and swim across Hyde Park. That proved problematic and we got moved on by security. Then we found some fence structures had been put up in place and so we needed to
It seemed
think,
the world didn't want you nude.
No.
No.
It's just hurtful.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have persistence and I also have a phone. And so I thought the first step in our pivot was to give Hamish a call.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Hey, we got a slight problem.
I did think it was probably illegal to be
So we've been moved on, and then I thought there was another bit that I had a secret entrance in the middle of Hyde Park. And can you believe it? I was a bit wrong, and they've put up big fencing around it. We do have a make good if you're open to a suggestion.
Yes, you'll go for it.
Because we do realise you've already donated. We just checked the donation page, which is very incredibly kind of you that you've done that without even knowing if he fulfilled the bet. And now that he hasn't fulfilled the bet, this is pretty awkward.
I don't know, has it ever happened that you've had to talk to the people to go, like, is there a department at the donation page where they're like, look, I said I'd get nude in the middle of a large city, and I didn't, and then the guy that donated turns out he cares less about the charity and he's more of a stickler for the rules, so can you just refund me the money?
Well, it's actually an interesting testing case, because if I can't complete the swim, I assume I'm going to be making a lot calls and offering a lot more make goods.
I do often wonder about charity stuff. It's like, hey, I'm riding across America. I'm like, okay, well, I hate the charity, but I do like the ride, so only if you do it.
Well, I am currently wearing rainbow budgie smugglers for a charity that works with people with spinal cord injuries called Stronger Together. Would, as a make good, would you be happy with me wearing the budgie smugglers, a swimming cap, and goggles on top of the swimming cap?
Lathered in duck fat.
Okay, Kika's just added. She's freestyling. and walking down Carnaby Street asking people, do they know where the pool is? Would you be happy?
I feel like a king in the 1500s, and the jester's asking me if his act is good.
That's
king says, this pleases me.
Yes! Yes! Thank you, King. As you know, we will always worship the altar that you sit on.
Very good. Prepare for your silly walk, and I shall be amused sufficiently to the tune of my donation. I shall not ask the royal treasurers for a refund.
Thank you, King. Thank you,
You're
King.
You're a good
Thank
man.
You, King.
Thanks, Hayes.
Go well, silly boy.
That's your new nickname.
Go well, silly boy. Is the best sign off of a phone call.
Well, we'll find out how silly boy went next.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. Some of Carrie and Tommy's most memorable bits from their trip to London for your drive home this afternoon.
And if you have just joined the show, $2,000 is on the line from Gold Logie winner Hamish Blake right now for Tommy's swim charity. If you walk down one of London's busiest and biggest fashion strips, it was teeming with people. If you walk down that in your budgie smugglers and your swim cap and goggles.
And duck fat. Let's not forget your idea.
And duck fat.
You're nervous, aren't you?
I am. I'm more nervous about this than getting nude.
You should be.
Yeah.
What? You're more nervous about this than getting nude, aren't you? To get nude?
But I mean, at least I was in the water.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, there's nothing new. There's nothing weird about you being in your budgie smugglers in the street. Lathered in duck fat.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't find duck fat.
I was going to go with Marge, but we found duck fat.
Okay.
So what exactly are you going to do?
I'm going to put my swing cap and my goggles on my head.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hold my towel.
Do you need a hand or do you want me to just hold your mic? Okay. Yeah. Do you take your top off?
I will.
I mean, just it's not, weird. So I'm not saying you have to. I'm just...
Keep it in your jocks, mate. And then I'm just going to casually ask people if they know where the pool is.
But with your Speedos on?
Yes. I've got my Stronger Together rainbow Speedos already on. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Does the charity want you doing this?
I didn't ask, to be fair. Anyway, they did fantastic work. Great stuff.
Okay, so you're going to get nude, get into your budgie smugglers.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's good for Tony Abbott, it's good for you.
It wasn't. Good for him.
You're nervous, aren't you? Very nervous.
People are already starting to look. This lady on her phone over here is staring.
What, are we getting fully nude before we duck fat?
I'm not doing anything.
Who's duck fatting me?
Jesse. You're
finally, my time to shine. Right,
come and duck fat me.
Hold your mic.
Okay.
Where do you want to be fatted first?
Everywhere.
But where first?
Start with the thighs.
Okay.
So gross.
Just lather it on.
It's very exposing, like very vulnerable.
Of course it is. Sometimes I don't often get embarrassed or ashamed, but when I do, it's quite deep.
Can you put the goggles on?
You look great.
And what are you saying to people?
I'm just going to ask them if they know the pool.
Okay. All right. Should we start? Where should we start?
Well, I think I've started. If this isn't it, I don't know what is.
All right, let's go.
Excuse me, guys. Do you know where the pool is?
Worth a shot. Damn, he's
a sexy bitch. All right, so he looks like a lost... He looks like a lost soul, just wandering around like a crazy person.
Excuse me, mate, you don't know where the closest pool is, do you? Okay.
Oh, he turned around for a double take. Did you see that?
A few double takes, yeah.
Oh, you're looking good.
Thank you. You don't know where the closest pool is, do you?
Yeah.
Where?
It's just behind you.
Okay.
You're on the last street, turn left, you can find a pool.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Big fan of your work.
Okay, so change of plan.
Yes.
You're not asking where the pool is. Now I want you to ask, can you tell me where the closest dentist is? So go down that way a bit more. Dentist, that way.
Gentlemen, you don't know where the closest dentist is, do you?
No, sorry for
that. Okay, no worries.
Not having a bar of it. Don't be
mad. Don't get me. Gentlemen, you don't know where the closest dentist is. No, that's okay. Good stuff.
Now he's asking where the closest dentist is while walking down the street in budgie smugglers and lathered in duck pap.
It's been a long time since we've used this word, but I just saw an old man look very aghast.
That's a me word.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not going to go up to the poor lady having her lunch.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Do you know where the closest dentist is?
Sorry, I'm not from here, sorry. Oh,
me too. Don't worry.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you.
He looks so uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe he's doing this willingly. Is this him fulfilling his life?
Well, he's just about that money.
He is about this money. I think it's in the bag.
Yeah.
I think his $2,000 from Hamish Blake is
absolutely
in the bag. You know what he reminds me a bit of? Do you remember Kramer in Seinfeld when he's been up on the deck sunning himself and he looks like a roast chicken? Oh. So he looks like.
Oh my God, that couple that just walked past said, that's why you have to wear a mask around here.
Excuse me, boys. You don't know where you can get frozen yogurt around here, do you?
No.
Damn it.
You look good though, yeah?
Thank you.
Should we see if he can catch a cab?
See if he can hail a cab. Just stand on the side, just
off
try
in
and
a length of the
yeah,
street.
Try and hail a cab.
This was my
go
mate
on.
Good.
Go and hail a cab. I've got a message from Hamish. He wants you to hail a cab.
Taxi.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The cabs want you. God, he can really move now. He's the fittest he's ever been. The guy won't escape him.
He's trying to keep up with the little tuk-tuk.
Oh, he's got it.
Thank you very much.
They will never get that tuk-tuk clean. Oh, my God.
He's done it! Yay!
If you want to see all of that, it is up on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show. And while you're there, go and donate. The link is up on the socials.
Yes.
Well done.
Apologies to that. Are we calling them tuk-tuks? That
I reckon you just apologise to anyone that saw you.
Yeah, but particularly them because I was covered in duck fat.
Yeah.
And so that I've just stained their whole because they've got like a furry lining on those cabs too.
Oh, gross.
Did you clean it?
Did I clean what? My bottom after sitting on their furry lining? Yes, I did. Thank you, Vickers.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.